You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday urged the faithful not to fall into indifference, but to become active instruments of mercy. Addressing the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square for the weekly general audience, at a time when the holy year of mercy is coming to an end, he reflected on the corporal work of mercy that calls us to visit the sick and the imprisoned. Recalling the many readings in the scriptures that tell of how, during his life, Jesus incessantly reached out to the other, Pope Francis said, "He is our model as we consider the corporal works of mercy that call on us to visit the sick and the imprisoned. Sick persons," he said, "often feel very alone, and something as simple as a smile, the warm touch of a hand, and a little company can prove to be excellent medicine." And he praised those who visit the sick in hospitals, saying their contribution is of inestimable value.
È un'opera di volontariato impagabile.
When this kind of work is carried out in the name of the Lord, he explained, it also becomes an eloquent and effective expression of mercy. Let us not deprive sick persons from obtaining comfort, or ourselves from being enriched by closeness to he who suffers. Likewise, the Pope continued, visiting the imprisoned is a fruitful way of bringing the Lord's healing presence to those who are paying for their mistakes. As Christians, the Pope said, we are called upon to bring God's mercy and its redemptive power to our brothers and sisters in need. He also spoke of how he has a special place in his heart for prisoners and recalled that Jesus himself, though innocent, suffered in prison for our sake.
Il Signore è stato sottoposto. Catturato, trascinato.
Finally, thinking back to last Sunday's Jubilee of Prisoners and to his meeting with a group of inmates who told him they wanted to go on to share St. Paul's experience with other prisoners, the Pope pointed out that we can all be instruments of God's mercy with a gesture, a word, or a simple visit, which, he said, have the power to give back joy and dignity to he or she whose joy and dignity have been taken away. I'm Linda Bordoni.